Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Mondays. Just became Mondays. Mondays just got more exciting. Powerball now draws 3 days a week. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. Play now.
Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase player claim.
Reviewers!
Yo.
What's good? What's happening?
Yo.
How are you, folks? How we what's doing? The, how you feeling?
What's the damn deal?
How's your mother? How's your father? You know what I'm
how
saying?
How your mom and them, as we say in the South, baby. Right. How your mom and them?
Right. Yeah. JB, what are the folks listening to, man? I always start
to
say,
we are listening to the JB and Benny Blue Review. First of all, we thank y'all.
Thank
for
you.
For tuning in.
Yes.
All right, if it's your first time, if it's your 115th?
Yeah, you're right.
If it's your first time, if it's your 115th time, all right, we appreciate you. We thank you. Welcome to those that are new, and welcome back to those that are recurring. You are listening to the JB and Benny Blue Review, man. We are the premier podcast in sports entertainment.
Oh, entertainment. I like that.
You know what I'm saying? You like how I did that, man? We are the premier, baby. We the ones that get it done.
Yeah,
so, for guys that don't know us out there, man, I am Jeremy Bridges, man. I am a retired NFL athlete of 10 years. I am a high school football coach, a mentor, and a CEO, if you will, owner-operator of my own business, which will remain nameless right now. But you will know it in a little bit, all right? I have a wonderful partner, brother to me, young man, Benniford Ryan Smith.
You know what I'm saying? That's me.
Benniford, baby, my guy.
Your
you know
boy.
What I'm saying? Tell him about yourself, baby. Tell him about old Benniford Ryan Smith.
The great Blue Dini, stand-up comedian, entrepreneur, extraordinaire. I am the COO. Pacific Home Buyers, our proud sponsor. Shout out to our guy, the Ultimate Savage, Kevin Robinson, my partner on that. Also have worked with NFL players in the past, done some media stuff, some branding stuff, all that stuff. And that was my past life, working in the music industry for many years. And then I came together with a brother from another for this Savage recording. And we are here in episode 113, judges
rule.
Okay, but you know, we're close. You know what I'm saying? Because we had our patented post Super Bowl bye week. So you can listen to us on many different platforms: iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, Castbox, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and full episodes on YouTube. Follow us on social media at JB and Benny Blue for all that fucking shit and shenanigans. And JB and Benny Blue Review.com.
Good word for it.
Right. Shit and shenanigans. JB and Benny Blue Review.com for past episodes. Put the slash merch behind that, and that'll get you your Don't Be Dumb hoodies. New logo, new merch coming. It is already in the works. Trust and believe. Graphic designer on deck. And speaking of new developments, as we were talking about our patented production meeting, reviewers, JB has mentioned this, especially in these past episodes, he wants you to talk to us because god damn it, we talk back. And now we really are going to talk back, because now we're introducing the brand new Savage Hotline. The Savage Hotline, and that number is 818-850-2804. I know you're thinking, who Mike Jones? Who Mike Jones?
Like, who,
wrong.
Who?
I'm going to say it again. 818-850-2804. What you can do is leave us a message or send us a text. And you can, if you're trying to get some game, if you're going on in your life, or you have a question about what's happening in these football streets or whatever's happening,
if you want to shout out, ask JB and Benny Blue a question, man. You know, we're all about, like Benny just said, we're all about interacting with the people, man. With JB and Benny Blue, it's for the people. You see us hashtagging at times, but we're for the people. So this is an opportunity for the people to be with us, for us, talk to us back.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Hey, I'm excited about this, man. He's talking about taking greater steps, you know what I'm saying, towards what we trying to do, building this brand, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This is awesome right here.
Mm-hmm.
We can sit and chop it up with the people, you know what I'm saying? Let them know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Also, man, for the people out there that are budding musician artists,
continue
to submit your music, man. We will get back to doing Savage Reactions. Right now, we're just trying to get out this whole football thing, the shadow of the NFL, because it's a big shadow.
Yeah.
All right.
And we'll get into that. Trust and believe.
Right, exactly. And so, football season just quote unquote ended. The NFL season just ended. So the Super Bowl is over. Right. The Super Bowl is over. Now we got to get through this shit, and then we'll get back to, you know what I'm saying, doing some of the other things that are really for the people, man.
Right.
So
JB and Benny Blue Review at Gmail is the email to send all that shit to.
That's the email, man. Yep. So with all that being said, man, you know, we segue the best. Super Bowl just happened, man.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We both picked the Patriots.
We did. Right? We were both correct.
Both correct. Before we even get into all the other stuff, man, I gotta burn a little bit. You know, I gotta do it. Mm-hmm. All I heard from announcers, from analysts, from everybody. The only person that I heard say something intelligent about the Super Bowl was Lewis Riddick. He's known for saying intelligent things about football in general. Shout out to Lewis Riddick, man. We would love to have you on the show as a guest one day, hopefully. Yes. So,
future guest Lewis Riddick.
Future guest Lewis Riddick, man. Shout out to Lewis Riddick. But as we talked about the padded production meeting, Benny, it's the chess match. So for people that are just wanting to see a 100-point score between two organizations on a football field, sorry for you.
Right.
For people who love the game of football and love and respect all three phases of football, you were pleased with what you saw because you saw the ultimate chess match between two great defensive minds, being Belichick and Wade Phillips. And you saw great execution by both defenses. All right, they both played their ass off. In the end, the triumph came to the more experienced team. You know, TB12, Gronk got it done, Edelman got it done, White got it done. Sony Michelle kicked ass. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, they just executed better than I think, shell-shot Rams team.
Yeah. Which is kind of what we predicted.
Bingo. So, the Super Bowl, for those who, again, wanted to see a lot of points, yeah, you're going to think it was boring. But please stop saying that. Then somebody posted, I think it was Van Lathan. Okay, everybody got their opinion or whatever. But Van Lathan, who, if you guys don't know him, he's the black guy on TMZ. And he's awesome dude, friend of the podcast.
Yeah.
But he tried to take a jab at the NFL, their ratings were down for the Super Bowl. Ah, ha, ha, ha. Well, I'm going to guess and say that the ratings went down about halftime, because I know for sure that everybody was watching. First of all, this Patriots fan base is too big. Second of all, the Rams are a new team, and everybody want to see the champ get taken down. So yeah, people were watching.
Right.
But as the game went on, shit, 3 points scored in the first fucking quarter. You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that.
Right. Yep. Three points in the whole first half, which is what people were bitching about.
Right. So now all of a sudden everybody's turning like, I don't want to watch this shit.
Right.
All right. Cool. Whatever. Super Bowl was what it was. Football is what it is. If you can't understand it, you can't enjoy it, then you're in your fucking lane. All
right. Right.
So that being said, I want to speak about your man's in them. All right.
Who's
your
this?
Your man's in them. That team out there where you at. Out there in LA. All right. There's been a lot of speculation about Todd Gurley, right? And what's going on with Todd Gurley. Is there dissension amongst the ranks? Is something wrong with Todd Gurley? Is he hurt? Is he injured? Did he piss somebody off? Did he screw somebody's wife?
All these things,
people are wondering what the hell happened to Todd Gurley. Reviewers out there, I told you guys via a story probably about 3 days ago that I have an opinion about this, and I'm going to let it be known right here, right now on episode 113. And I think Todd Gurley bitched up. Sorry. I don't know what else to say. I think Todd Gurley bitched up. Everybody's talking about, they could have gave him more carries. Well, let's go back to the NFC Championship. All right? Well, he had two opportunities to catch the ball and make huge plays because he had number green grass in front of him. Right. And he dropped the ball twice. All right? Somebody was like, he scored the NFC Championship. Yeah, because he's a front runner. I mean, it's obvious. Like, how many games have the Rams trailed in and won?
Right.
Right? And we're not going to go back into all the statistics, but I know for a fact that most games that they trailed in, going into the third quarter, they lost. Right?
True. Especially with all the talent, later in the season.
Yeah. With all the talent that they have, you know, like you, that shouldn't happen with this dynamic offense that they have. So my theory about Todd Gurley, and to a man, I'm not taking nothing from Todd Gurley. All right, so I don't want people to start saying, you calling you, like the Blondie Dread on motherfucking L Bad Boys 2, you calling me a bitch, eh? No, I'm not calling Todd Gurley a bitch. I said he bitched up, okay? So that means in the NFC Championship, lights are big now. They're big. In the Super Bowl, the lights are 10 times bigger.
Right.
Todd Gurley bitched up, all right? Todd Gurley bitched up. I think McVay saw that. He was like, I don't want this dude to turn the ball over at a bad time, because that's what's going to end up happening. He's going to end up fumbling that ball. They keep running him. So, hey, I pray that Todd Gurley is okay. I pray that he's really not injured to the point, because he does have that injury from that lurking from college, so on and so forth. But the Super Bowl was what it was, man. Sorry for all those out there disappointed because they wanted to see. Everybody just wanted to see the fucking Rams win. I get it. You know what I'm saying? But logically, they couldn't give you a reason why the Rams should win.
Right. Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, other than just like basically at this point flat out disliking the Patriots, which again, we've been clear on this podcast many, many times that we are not fans of the Patriots, but we respect the Patriots.
Got to
respect what they're doing.
Got to respect. You know I'm not a fan of Floyd Mayweather, but I respect the fact that he gets in the ring and he does what he does better than everybody else.
Exactly. So, I mean, well said in terms of the game. I mean, basically what I had said in terms of how I put it when we were making our picks was I knew it was going to be a coaching versus talent situation. And the fact of the matter is when you have certain key players that aren't performing to what you would hope and you would think that they are going to perform to in terms of that level, that affects your game planning. And if they had a certain game plan built around Todd Gurley or a couple other key guys that weren't necessarily showing up, and like you said, when maybe the lights were a little bit too bright, where now you're looking at, you know, man, I mean, look at the other side. The Patriots got the most out of their key players. Gronk showed up when Gronk needed to show up. Everyone's saying, his body's finished, he's going to retire.
Did I tell you that was going to happen? Gronk was going.
He had the biggest offensive play in the game. Gets him in the red zone, then they punch it in. Obviously, Edelman was doing exactly what Edelman was going to do. People try to downplay that dude, but it's like he finds the soft spots in the zone. I mean, it's just
the thing about it is that Daniels does a great job, the offensive coordinator for the Patriots. He does a phenomenal job at putting Edelman in different spots because he knows Edelman is a consummate pro when it comes to being mostly a slot receiver. Now, he can play outside receiver, but mostly in the slots when he does all his damage. And great job. We're talking about the chemistry between Edelman and Brady, man. It's unreal. So, I mean, you can hate all you want, but, I mean, to be the best, you got to beat the best. And the Rams wasn't up to the task. Bottom line.
Right. Right. So, we both picked the Pats. Another thing I want to address real quickly is you also saw a lot of quote-unquote backlash, the lamest, most overused word in our fucking lexicon today. Is a halftime show. People were bitch-moaning and complaining about what the halftime show, especially long before it happened. Let me explain something to the folks who don't understand how this shit really works. Like JB said, this is supposed to be the quote-unquote biggest watched sports event in the world every year. So like JB said, the reason why you saw people complain about the game because you saw people who were, as we would say, the layman. People who aren't football enthusiasts were ones complaining about the game. A lot of people who normally wouldn't watch a football game were watching this game, as it happens every year for the commercials and for the halftime show. People complain about Maroon 5. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm a giant Maroon 5 fan, but you got to understand. They're a good band. But the thing about it is, it's like people misunderstand the fact that when you are performing at the Super Bowl, they are trying to appeal to the widest demographic they can possibly appeal to. And as much as my brother in Savagery would love to see an all-stacked ATL lineup of hip-hop legends, as dope as that would be, and I love Big Boy. Travis Scott's presentation was cool, but I'm not really a big fan of his live performances. But Big Boy was super dope. The reason why they did that is because turns out, I know it's hard to believe in the hip-hop world that we live in, not everybody is crazy, not everybody wants to see all these other artists. And they're trying to appeal to the widest possible demographic. The reason why you can have like a Beyonce and someone like that is because you know how many fucking fans she has? But guess what? If you pick a certain rapper just because those in the know, like me and the Bizzle Man, would love it, that's a small percentage of the whole people that will watch it. So for anyone out there complaining like, why don't they have T.I. and Gucci in it? That would be dope. We would love that. But at the end of the day, from a business perspective, a lot of people would turn the channel or they wouldn't pay attention.
And that's what I want to reiterate to the people out there, to the reviewers out there, is that everybody gets upset with the NFL about this, that, and the third. I'm not going to go into all the other bullshit because you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
The NFL's a business, all
right? Right.
The NFL's a business. Like, bottom line, all people see is the game of football. And they hear the word game. But this is a business, all right? This is a business. So, yeah, the NFL, the Shield, that is a big ass business. And just so take your feelings out of it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And just understand, if you're going to watch football, understand you're watching a game at that point. You know what I'm saying? You're watching a game at that point. But Monday through motherfucking Saturday, it's a business. It's a business that has to be run. Shit, Monday through Sunday, I'm going to say. Shit. It's a business that has to be run 24/7. just like small business owners, you know what I'm saying? I should never hear a small business owner get mad at anything the NFL does. You know what I'm saying? Because as a small business owner, you should know, and Benny, you know you're a small business owner, anything that's going to hurt your business is a no-no.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Bottom line. Yeah. So, you know, everybody got their opinion, man. It's good that the NFL is over for a little while. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So we can stop hearing people's fucking mouth about this, that, and the third.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Over football's not over.
Right, but we'll get to that after our patent advertisement, because one thing that is an opinion is the fact that all reviewers, after a long season, we have a definitive winner. I told my guy I was gonna make a full recount.
You did,
and we did.
No Florida shit going on.
So what I did to make it even easier was I broke it down the winner of the weeks and reviewers. Just to recap, we had bye weeks here for our Savage picks of week 10 and then week 13. And yes, we're counting through the full playoffs. That's the wild card of the divisional, the championship round, and the Super Bowl.
Right.
Without further ado, we're not going to tease it anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the 2018-2019 Savage Picks football season with a weekly record of 8-3-8, because yes, we tied 8 weeks, is, drumroll please, your man, Great Blue Dini, yours truly himself.
Congratulations, bro.
I'd like to take a moment here to first, I'd like to thank the fine folks and all the networks for broadcasting these games so we can we can see.
Partaking, yeah.
You know what I mean? All this high-level talent throughout the season. It was an up-and-down season. And, you know, our personal teams, you know, they struggled, all right? The Kitties and the Bird Gang, they struggled, all right? But you know what? The eye in the sky don't lie, and I was able to make educated decisions without much research, and it led to another win, and that ain't all. I even broke it down by how we did in terms of our records. JB, your best week was week 15. You were 10-6. My best week was the last week, week 17. I was 14-2, and our best weekend collectively was week 8. You're 13-1. And that's
pretty good. You know, and you know, a big congratulations, you know what I'm saying, on the Savage, Savage Pick victory. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I wouldn't rather lose to anybody else than my goddamn brother. So, but it just kind of is a testament, you know what I'm saying, to for the reviewers out there again that are just listening to us. Cause the motherfuckers that have been rocking with us know. Like, we know what the fuck we're talking about, guys.
Right.
Ain't nobody, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no bullshit going on. You're not getting no maybe, kind of, sort of. We're not a stat show, but we do our research. You know what I'm saying? You got all the cardinal knowledge in the world from a man in my voice, the guy that you're listening to right now, JB Talk, because I did this shit. And you have a man on the other side who dealt with the outside of the player development and the player, you know what I'm saying, and the player aspect of it. So you got guys that know what the fuck they're talking about.
Correct.
So, and if you just heard them stats, man, That shit, I was shocked, man. I was like, damn, really? That's 13-1? 14-2? Like, what?
Yep.
Like, god damn. You know what I'm saying? That was crazy.
Yeah. Probably our best year yet in terms of consistency. However, as JB teed it up for our experience and knowledge, now we will break down exactly how everything shook out from our Savage preview. So, starting with the Bizzle Man. For his playoffs, he picked the Chargers, for the AFC, picked the Chargers, ding! Steelers, eh!
Oh,
Patriots, ding! Jaguars, eh! Bills, eh! And the Browns, although they should have made it, but still, eh! For the NFC playoffs, he picked the Eagles, ding! Saints, ding! Rams, ding! Bears, ding! Bird Gang, eh! Panthers, eh! AFC Championship, the Jaguars, what the hell? And the Pats, dude. Ding. NFC Championship, Eagles. Although that was a solid pick. Now looking back at the season, and they picked the Rams. Ding. And the Super Bowl was for the Eagles and Jaguars. Your boy AFC playoffs, Patriots. Ding. Steelers. Texans. Ding. Chargers. Ding. Chiefs. Ding. Jag. I also picked the Jaguars. Big on them. Good God. NFC playoffs, Philly, ding. Minnesota, Saints, Rams, ding, ding. Panthers, Packers, AFC Championship, got completely wrong, on Jaguars and Steelers, and I picked the NFC Championship correctly, double ding, I got the Rams, I had the Rams versus the Saints, and then I was completely wrong because I picked the Steelers and the Saints, who, we talked about this last week, run this back. Who should have been in the game again? Run the game. Run back the last episode. Damn it, you need to anyway. So just do it. So I got both of those wrong. Having went all over this. We put, again, reviewers, I want to be clear. We picked this before the regular season started. JB, hearing all that, like a fucking going through a yearbook. Well, how does that play? What do you think about that?
I mean, honestly, Benny, I'm not surprised, man. You know, this is the third year doing this for us, and. Like, shit, I'm not surprised. I mean, we saw what happened the year before. You know, you watch preseason, you kind of understand where these teams are at. You know what teams have lost, you know what teams have gained. And like you said, we're just making football fan educated guesses, guys that, you know, that know the game. Mm-hmm. Not surprised me one bit, you know.
Damn.
Might surprise the outside world, but not up in here.
Right, damn it. We made decisions based off of what we saw, what we thought was going to happen, and it wasn't completely way off. We definitely bet well with the Pats, with the Rams, and the Saints in particular. So, reviewers, I mean, we covered a lot, man. We went over the Super Bowl, Savage Picks, our Savage Preview, got all that out the way. And JB, as we talk about our Panic Production Meeting, the NFL is kind of back on their typical shit. Oh, football's over. What are we gonna do? Well, reviewers, as it turns out, that's a goddamn lie. So after this special advertisement announcement, are gonna talk about a new league that we have referenced in past episodes that we haven't got too deep in depth with. Professional football is not over. And if you don't know what we're talking about, you're gonna find out right after this special advertisement announcement, because you are listening to the JB and Bane Blue Review podcast, and we will be right back. Oh, yeah.
For sure.
What's up, reviewers? Have you heard about making money in real estate, but you're not sure how to get started? Now you have an opportunity to learn about the housing market while earning commission on new deals. Pacific Home Buyers is a Southern California-based real estate investment group that is seeking experienced and hungry phone salespeople to help them find the best homes on the market for sale. And the best part? There's no real estate experience required. Hours are flexible, and you can earn big money on closed deals for just getting home sellers qualified. Call us now at 323-963-3417 for more information on how you can get started. That's 323-963-3417. Pacific Home Buyers, your home sale starts here.
One, reviewers, we are back. What's good, people? Again, follow us at JB and Benny Blue, JB and Benny Blue Review.com for all past episodes. Again, please get at us at the new Savage Hotline. That's 818-850-2804. Oh, it's so goddamn catchy to be on a t-shirt.
It's so sweet. That's so sweet. Oh, it's going to be on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
It's always gonna be on a t-shirt. Trust me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
Bigger deal me. That's all in the works too. We're gonna get that cracking too.
Leave us a message, shoot us a text.
We gotta do that, Benny. We gotta get shirts made, you know what I'm saying? With the logo on the front, you know what I'm saying? With the IG and Twitter on the back. Mm-hmm. With the you know what I'm saying, all that good shit.
Yeah.
All that. So people can know what's popping.
All in the works. Well,
nothing like free advertising, you know what I'm saying? Like, we walking billboards, bitch.
Right, exactly. Right. Speaking of advertisement for new things, new things happening. You know, JB, typically around this time of year, normally, you know what I mean? All we got is NBA, college basketball, fucking bowling on ESPN8, the Ocho, whatever the fuck is happening.
Cornhole.
Oh my god, cornhole. I can't. Oh my god, reviewers, run back season one. Holy shit. Yo. Cornhole. Oddly enough, catch JB in the right mood. He will sit there and watch it, at least for a little while. That shit is fucking ridiculous.
No, look, don't get me wrong. Cornhole is very entertaining to play.
Yeah.
It's fun to play. Like when you got a function. Hell of a game. Function, you know what I'm saying? You chill with your folks, having a couple of adult beverages, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Maybe partaking of the devil's lettuce a little bit. But, yeah, it's a great game. It's fun. But to watch that shit on ESPN, fuck out of here.
Coming up next, horseshoes. What the fuck? Horseshoes. God damn.
You know what I'm saying? Far cheesy.
Right. Fuck. Well, god damn it.
Look,
almost counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, and this shit ain't almost. All right?
Not at all.
Reviewers, If you didn't know, we alluded to it in past episodes, there is a new football. There have been a few football leagues, actually, JB, that we've covered in some form or another. But this is a brand new league. It's called the AAF, which stands for the Alliance of American Football League. Now, we're not just talking about, like, we just discovered this shit. We've actually been talking about this shit for months now because we know it's been in the works. But for the reviewers who don't know, who really have no idea what the shit is, take the reviewers into what the AAF actually is.
Well, the Alliance of American Football League is a league that is put together by former NFL players.
Right.
All right. There are, let me see, 8 teams in there. Arizona Hotshots, the Atlanta Legends, the Birmingham Iron, the Memphis Express, the Orlando Apollos, the Salt Lake Stallions, the San Antonio Commanders, and the San Diego Fleet. All right. There've been a couple of games or 2 games on yesterday, but they were very entertaining. All right. Now, this league is made to more so rival the NFL. Or I'll say shadow the NFL than to be a supplemental league in the NFL. And what I don't want people to start thinking is that it's like NFL Europe. It's not. These guys are collecting a salary to play football for these teams. It's another professional football league, and they want it to get bigger. I think they did a great job strategically putting it in cities that don't have football, that are ready for football. The biggest one to me being San Antonio, because you know they're just a sports city, and I think it's pretty awesome, man. Salt Lake City, Utah. There's a lot of football fans out there. San Diego got a football team again. Just watching the games, Benny. I know you didn't get a chance to watch it. We talked about it in our production meeting. It's real football, man. Like, it's not some cheesy, like, XFL version. It's pretty much all NFL football rules. The only thing I can think of that are different, 2 things that just stand out completely. The shot clock is 35 seconds. I say the shot clock. The play clock is 35 seconds.
No kickoff.
And no kickoff. Mm-hmm. All right, those are the only 2 things that just really stick out as far as that are different from NFL rules.
2-point conversions also. It's a mandatory 2-point conversion. And instead of the onside kick, it's a 4th and 12
play. 4th and 12. Okay, right. So onside
kick. Which is interesting.
Yeah, which is very interesting. So those are things that are just made to make the game smoother and to give teams a better chance to win, especially down the stretch. So the whole thing was just to make the game more exciting. And I think that it was a pretty exciting ball game. Of course, it's the first game of their little season, their actual season. Of course, they had like a little bit of a preseason. But it was crisp. It was sharp. It was, like I said, it was real football. It wasn't no off-brand bullshit type football.
Right.
It was good shit.
Right.
Like, it really was. And, you know, I really hate that the NFL, as we talked about earlier, I'm going to let you get more into this. I hate how the NFL is trying to play it. I hate how the NFL is trying to downplay this league. Mm-hmm. As you spoke about it earlier, talking about, you know, how the tweet, and I saw that, you know, that our Twitter page, at JBNB, that you retweeted it. And you commented on it about how the NFL was like, "Oh, it's a week. This is the first week without football." No, it's not.
Right.
No, it's a
goddamn lie, NFL.
Right. You should have said it's the first week without NFL football. That's what you should have said.
Right. That would have been all good if they said that.
Right. Yeah. Right. And then it wouldn't look like shade.
Right. Right. So a couple key points on that. First of all, reviewers, if you go at the time of this recording, if you go to ESPN, I mean, you know, that's where most people check the scores for games. If you go to ESPN.com right now, they don't even have the scores up for this game. Did you know that if you click, you know, they always have the main sports and you click the dots for all like the random like fucking curling and cycling and all this shit.
Right.
Down at the bottom, you can get fucking CFL scores, and they don't actually have the scores.
Rugby. I'm looking at it right now.
Rugby.
Special Olympics. Right. X Games. Cricket. Little League World Series. College sports. Recruiting. BB. The fuck is that?
Like basketball recruiting.
FB. Horse racing, Olympic sports, NASCAR, F1, racing, analytics.
Right, nothing for this game.
And for the AAF.
And, right, and like JB said, this is not a developmental league. In fact, there are quite a few players who have had success in the NFL, or just maybe for whatever situation, they're not in the league anymore. What 2 players that come to mind are from my squad, Denard Robinson. He was a quarterback for Michigan,
AKA
Shoelace. Michigan. People know for being fast as hell. One of those kind of fringe players where he gets drafted in the league and they try to turn him into a receiver or running back. So he was on the Jaguars for a few years. Got cut, wasn't really doing anything. Then he ended up signing with AAF. He turned down an offer with the CFL. Another guy is Trent Richardson. Had a real rough go in the NFL. Really couldn't find his footing, and now I think he's on the Birmingham team. Birmingham or Atlanta?
Yeah, Birmingham team. Yep. No, because what it is like right now, and I noticed this right now, it's kind of regional.
Right.
So
yeah, all the teams I believe are really in the South and the West. No Midwest, East Coast teams yet.
But what I'm saying is that the people on those teams are from those areas,
right?
For the most part. Unless they just, you know, drafted somebody. But for, like, just looking at the San Antonio team last night, watching the game, is that so many players that went to Texas A&M, so on and so forth. So for the most part, these teams are compiled of guys that were professionals that have relocated back to their hometown, if you will. And like Benny said, for whatever reason, you know, saying by hook or by crook, are not in the NFL anymore.
Right.
And now here they are in this, I think it's a great league. I think it's a more player-friendly league. It's just a good league, man. And again, I can't say it enough. It was good football. You know, I'm a football guy.
Right.
So that was my whole concern. Was, man, is this going to be like watching college, or is it going to be like watching pro? Oh, it's professional football.
Right.
Some big hits. If you guys ain't been under a rock, if you're looking at Twitter, it's some big hits. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Quarterback for San Diego.
Damn. Quarterback front side hit, too. Oh, my God.
Quarterback for San Diego got his head knocked the fuck off.
Yeah.
But,
and a lot no of people penalties. Were like, oh, hallelujah. Right.
But it's the thing, though. If you look at the hit was clean. Yeah. It was clean. Yeah. So everybody was like, oh, they would have called that in the NFL. No, they wouldn't have. Because it was clean. Yeah. He hit him under his arm.
Yep. Yeah.
His face hit him in the chest. And he hit him under his arm. That was a clean hit.
And speaking,
he's got the shit knocked out of him, and his helmet came off, so it made it look really bad.
Speaking of potential bogus calls, because Lord knows they would have found a way to call that in the not for long league. Reviewers, if you watch the AAF, you will see that they have a replay official. What we were just talking about last week, and you can hear that person.
You can hear every word.
You can hear why they're making the decision, and they can overrule a play. It's such a simple fix.
Right.
And they brought it to the first game.
Now, the thing about that, Ben, is that you're never going to satisfy these people out here watching these games.
Oh, yeah, you already know.
It's always going to be somebody, you know what I'm saying? So they can do it, and it sounds great. And trust me, when I said I saw it, I was like, oh, shit. Okay. That makes perfect sense why they're calling what they're calling. Now, of course, people at home and people like myself who know football know what the fuck it should be. But for the people, it just gives people a heightened sense of the decision-making when it comes to the refs and the officials, which of course gives people comfort, which is, and that's pretty sweet.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, you know, like JB talked about, what we've been tweeting out on social media and retweeting rather, is the NFL's lack of support. The ill shit about it is JB's Arizona Hotshots, they're playing on the NFL Network today.
Come on,
NFL. Don't play yourself. These games are on CBS, and if you want to connect CBS. Major networks.
NFL Network.
If you want to connect the dots.
I think Fox.
Yeah. One of the co-founders is Charlie Ebersol. If that last name kind of sounds familiar, it's because his dad is Dick Ebersol. Dick Ebersol for a long time was the president of NBC Sports. Guess what Dick Ebersol did? He co-founded the XFL with Vince McMahon. This shit is in his bloodline to start new leagues. And the XFL is coming back. That's another subject for another day, because I mean there are plenty of players that are you know what you would call like a lot of practice squad guys, a lot of undrafted guys, a lot of late round drafted guys are in this AAF. But like JB said, this is not bogus football. It's always going to improve. As it gets better, they're going to have more teams. They're going to make more changes.
There you go. Thank you. I was about to say, look for in the next 2 years for this league to have four more teams.
Right.
All right. Of course, like we talked about regions, you know what I'm saying? So right now, we pretty much got the South and the West. Yeah, look for this team to get four leagues in the East Coast. You know what I'm saying? It's coming. I'm pretty sure it's in the making right now. They've done a great job of keeping their moves under wraps. Mm-hmm. I like that. And it's kind of like, oh, we're not going to present this product to you until it's out, polished. And it's done. So, shout out to the AAF, which is the Alliance of American Football League.
I was going to say, not to interrupt, but here's the biggest factor, too. How is this going to change with the NCAA? Because now, the NCAA has things in place with the NFL. To my knowledge, the NCAA doesn't have the same guidelines. Well, see,
I'm, with the AAF. Yeah, I'm gonna stop you right there. And it's not just the NFL; it's professional sports. So, and that's where amateurism comes into. Mm-hmm. The word amateurism comes into play. The AAF is a professional football team, mm-hmm. right? So, yeah, you can't go to the AAF and then come back and play college football,
right?
Once you go to the AAF, and they have a draft, right? So for people that didn't know it, they had a draft. So if you get drafted to the AAF, then you're done with college sports.
Right. But, I mean, it's interesting because you got to figure, like, should an 18-year-old be out there necessarily playing with a grown man? No, not necessarily. It's not the same thing like the NBA. We've talked about some past episodes. But
right.
Let's be real. We've covered this in terms of the student-athlete, athlete-student. Again, run back our archives. You know, really, a lot of the common factor, and I'm sure you probably saw this, you know, just reading a bunch of articles, kind of getting a feel of what's been happening with a lot of these players. You know, a lot of these players truly want to get back to the NFL, right? And they basically want to use this as an opportunity to have some really good game tape, especially if they're practice squad guys who aren't really going to get seen like that or get an opportunity to play meaningful games.
Everybody wants to get back to the big show.
Right. So if you're a college player who, quite frankly, doesn't give a fuck about actually going to college, if you have the option to go to the AAF, even if, say, you quote, we'll call it, for lack of a better term, a redshirt year with the AAF. Like, say you're a quarterback. You're 18 years old. Yeah. You're good. You know you're good enough to play in the league, but you don't want to deal with the bullshit of college. You actually want to get paid for your trade because you're an adult. You can legally do that. What if you go to the AAF, quote-unquote redshirt year, then you get a year or two on game tape, and then you enter the NFL draft?
That's
an interesting fuck. And how is the NCAA going to react to that? Because all the money they fucking spend and then don't, that doesn't translate to the players other than scholarships. Yeah. Again, another air quote.
That's an excellent point, though. That's an excellent point because at this point, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Now it's like you got this phenomenon, you know what I'm saying, that comes out of fucking high school and he, you know what I'm saying, like, but my thing is that, I don't know. That's
an interesting wrinkle, right?
Right. That's a hell of that. Yeah. But that's why, you know what I'm saying, Benny, the great blue Dini, you know what I'm saying, sitting there with his crystal ball. And that's a great question, man. Like, I mean, but here's the thing. At this point, you can't even go to the G League out of high school.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So what I'm getting at is, I don't think that the AAF is even going to consider to take kids unless they seem to play college football. You know what I'm saying? Because again, this is a professional football league. So it's not this, again, this is not a supplemental league. This is a professional football league.
Right.
So again, and they have a draft. So they're not going to allow you to just go straight from high school to play professional football because this is the professional football league. You're going to have to put some film on tape for college before they even consider you to play in this league. And then, which brings up my question about what you said. This is a question I have now. And I don't think it's going to be able to happen. I think you're only going to be able to get tryouts and be able to get, like, a contract from the AAF to the NFL. Mm-hmm. But you said, like, get drafted into the NFL. I don't think they're going to allow players from the AAF to get drafted into the NFL. You know what I'm saying? I don't think so. Now, and the reason why I say that is because they didn't allow players to get drafted from NFL Europe. You know what I'm saying?
True.
And that was their league. You know what I'm saying? So, and they had guys that went straight from college to NFL Europe. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But all these are great points, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's why. You see what the fuck you're getting, reviewers? You see what you're getting right now?
Shit, reviewers.
And this is organic. You know what I'm saying? Right. We don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, we don't sit and write a bunch of shit down.
Right. We goddamn producers, that's us.
Yeah, right. We just kind of let this thing flow. And that's, man, that just kind of blew my mind. Just listening to that little, you know, that little fucking 10, 12 minutes that we just talked about
Good.
Blew my mind. Brought up so many questions.
But you got to remember to flip it back to them getting people, players, whatever, straight out of high school.
Right.
You got to remember, because at the end of the day, they're in terms of, they, like you said, the AAF is a professional league, and they want to treat it as such. They don't want to treat it as a quote-unquote development league, right? So they want to get the best talent. So up until now, the best talent was, their whole game plan was, let me go to a Power 5 school, and then let me go. Then now you get drafted in the early part of the first round if you're that type of talent. Now, as the AAF develops, obviously their salaries are I think on the high side, like six figures. So it's like, compared to the NFL, that's really not shit. But it's right. Gonna, like JB said, more teams are gonna come in, more money's gonna come in. The whole thing is gonna develop.
More exposure, the more
money. Exposure. Correct. So now, what do they have to do to say, you know what? Hey, top flight, quarterback, running back, D lineman, whatever, DB, right? O lineman, knock on wood, God willing. Now, hey, what if you know you're good enough to go to the league? Obviously, after you play, at a certain next level, you're not just gonna come straight out of high school. We both agree on that. But
right.
What if he?
So just say shits and giggles after 1 year of college football. You know what I'm saying? You just fucking tear it up. You go in as a true freshman, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you tear it up. Let's say offensive lineman. You know what I'm saying? Say this motherfucker come out of high school, he's 6'7". I don't even say that big. We'll say he's a prototypical offensive lineman. Right. Now, he's 6'6", right. And weighs 315 pounds, coming out of high school, right. Gets to college, tears it up. Should he be able to go to the AFL?
Right.
The
AFL? And another step further, especially this more applies to quarterbacks, right? Think about how many, you already know the game, bro. How many of these fucking schools, they recruit five-star quarterbacks. You're only playing one, maybe two, depending on your offense. If there's an issue with the game plan.
That's a great point.
So all these kids who hop around from schools and they go to Ohio State. Oh, I can't play, so they transfer to fucking Texas or whatever it is. Right. What if those kids, especially if they've already done that, they've already like redshirted, they're like 19, 20 years old at this point. Why wouldn't you go to the AAF? Why wouldn't you go to the AAF?
Right. Why wouldn't you take your talent and say, you know what, I'm going to go try out for this team. And if I make it, you know what I'm saying, which if you're that good, you're going to make it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And you're going to get in there, you're going to play for 2 years, 3 years. And then, of course, because quarterback is such a technical position, and the NFL is going to be like, man, this kid's been AAF tearing it up for 2 years.
Right.
Let's, you know what, bring him in for a workout. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hey, let's offer him a contract.
Because that's the other thing. You correct me if I'm wrong, because you would know better than anybody, because you were actually drafted. Technically, do you have to get drafted, or can you be signed as a free agent?
Yeah, you can be signed as a free agent.
There you go.
Football. Like when you go into camp, you know what I'm saying. And that's where you make your hay. You know what I'm saying. You go into camp, and again, people, these seasons are staggered. This is only a, what is it, 8 week season, 9 week season?
Right, and the contract, I believe that all the contracts are 2 year contracts, right? Which I think they did on purpose.
So it's a 9 year contract. It's 9 year season. They're even though they're trying to make it a professional league and it's a lucrative professional league, they're still kind of in cahoots with the NFL, if you will.
Right.
Because they didn't want to do it. They didn't want to do the damn thing during the NFL season. They waited till the season's over with. Like Benny just said, they have 2 year contracts. There are going to be a lot of guys that are going from the AAF to the NFL or back into the NFL because they went in there and they showed what they can do. So what I told my son yesterday, we talked about it. He was like, he said, I think it's kind of essentially the G League for the NBA. I was like, it's not that, because the G League is governed by the NBA.
Correct. Right.
This league is a league on its own. So it's going to be earning revenue on its own.
Right.
But it's just going to be an opportunity for guys to go and showcase their skills on a professional level. Right. That's one step below the NFL. So the NFL can still see that. And it's like, okay, I'm going to go grab these guys from the AAF. Now, here's another point, man. What it's going to do is it's going to make it harder for guys that are in college. Right? Because even though the NFL has a draft every year, it's going to be like high school to JUCO. You understand what I'm saying?
That too.
It's going to be like high school to JUCO. Right. So colleges, what people don't know is colleges, when they recruit, they go for JUCO guys first. Right? They go for JUCO guys first. Why? Because the JUCO guys are ready to play football at a collegiate level.
Right.
They don't have to red shirt them.
Right.
All right. Then they go get the big time 3, 4, 5-star kids to be able to red shirt them for the most part. Let them get stronger. Let them learn their system and let them grow into their system and blossom. So, again, reviewers, y'all not hearing this shit?
Right. We're talking some real shit. Because, I mean,
we're dropping some fucking jewels right now. Some shit that you're not hearing on ESPN because they don't want to talk about the AAF right now.
Because they have contracts. They got a $1 billion contract with the NFL. Right. And they know this whole it's everything is gonna get shooken up because, I mean, at the end of the day, the AAF can't lose for two reasons. Number one, they can have access to the exact same talent coming out of high school. And even like JB said, either out of college, whether it's redshirt kids, transfer portal kids, JUCO kids, and two, that league is going to be primarily built, at least for the first few years, at least, but still primarily is going to be built off of people like JB said who still can play professional football. Because up until now, if you were quote unquote not good enough to hack it in the league or at least be on a 53-man roster, if you didn't want to be on a practice squad, then you're really, your only other option was Canadian.
Canadian football.
And a lot of guys don't want to go play Canadian because they're, for number one, it's, I mean, no, just Canada. We know we got reviewers in Canada, but a lot of these cats ain't trying to go to Canada for multiple reasons. Number one, it's it's a different type of game. The taxes is a motherfucker. Just other bunch of factors. They don't want to be away from their families. Now, like I said, a lot of these cats, they're still training, trying to stay ready, waiting for that agent to hit their line and be like, yo, you got to try it with such and such. So they're already trying to stay ready, and they're probably already in Arizona, you know, Florida. Yeah. They're in these markets just basically training.
Right.
Now, you're actually on a fucking team with the likes of fucking Steve Spurrier and fucking, you know, the guys who, people who've actually been coaches.
Right. And that's another thing. Right, if you guys listen to our show, I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. I hated that they did it with NFL Europe, but now, fuck NFL Europe.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? You got it right here on the soil.
Right, because you have a league that's a professional football league that's right here in the United States of America. It's amazing. I think it's great. Yeah. I really do. And again, after watching the football, and you made a great point, these are old NFL head coaches. Mm-hmm. These guys coached professional football before. Like this is not like the league just coming in. Like it's a new league or new coaches. No,
and players,
no,
and guys, players involved. Michael Vick, like, you know, Heinz Ward.
Yeah. You got guys that have played. You know what I'm saying? Like, watching the game last night. You got guys that played 3-4 years in the league and ended up, you know what I'm saying, getting hurt and, you know, worked their way back and now they're playing for this league. I don't know. I'm all for it, man. Yeah. I'm a fan. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan. I like watching it. You know, so I just love watching the game of football.
Right.
And, you know, who knows what they might, might end up being a stepping stone for your boy. You know what I'm saying? To get the coach.
Yeah. Word to the hot shots. That's a
word to the shots. You know what I'm saying?
We'll leave it at that. So, I mean, and reviewers, I mean, you know, as you know, we really stay on top of it as far as the NFL season with our Savage Picks and everything. So as time goes on, me and the Bizzleman will discuss internally about how we want to, you know, cover this league. Because, I mean, it's for damn sure, you know, a league that we're going to be watching. And I know we're going to be talking about it more. So just, you know, stay tuned for that because there's a lot of interesting things happening in the world of football. And it ain't just the NFL.
That's right.
Yeah, man. So, look, reviewers, we've covered a lot. Bizzleman, anything else for reviewers out there before we get on up out of here?
Man, no. I'm good, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, you already know about my catch. Don't be dumb, man. You know what I'm saying? Happy Black History Month, even though I think it's a fucking joke. All right? I'm black 12 months out of the year, and I don't need a motherfucker to tell me this is the month that I have to celebrate my heritage. You know what I'm saying? So, fuck what you heard, you know what I'm saying? It's Black History Life for me, you know what I'm saying? Black History Years Live, that's what it's about. Fuck a month, you know what I'm saying? And kiss my ass. Right. It's like, you know, I'm not going to let a white man tell me when I can celebrate my heritage. Fuck you, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, the powers that be always trying to tell a motherfucker what they can and can't do. Like, Valentine's Day.
Exactly.
Oh, it's Valentine's Day. Yeah, you know, and just because, and that was organic right there, too. It's the month of fucking February. You're going to pick one day to tell me I got to tell my girl I love her? Fuck you. You know what I'm saying?
Valentine's Day is set up by the candy companies. Fuck what you heard.
Right.
They're trying to get that candy paper.
Companies, flower company. Yep. 1-800-Flowers.
Is ringing off the hook right now. Future sponsor, 1-800-Flowers. Shout out to get at us.
1-800-Flowers. What up? Yep.
You know what Russell CCC, Stover. Baby. Russell Stover can't make enough chocolate.
Check. Cut the check, baby. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
What's the name of the jewelry store? Fucking okay. K.
Right.
Getting money, baby.
Yeah, K. They killing it. K for cash. We're switching it up, goddammit.
Right.
Future sponsor, K Jewelers. Get at us. You know what I'm saying?
But nah, on the cool, man. Everybody follow us on IG, man. @JB and Benny Blue. Twitter. Our Gmail account at JB and Benny Blue Review, or www.jbandbennyreview@gmail.com.
Savage right, Hotline.
You know what I'm saying? For whatever. Savage Hotline. Spit that number to him one time.
818-850-2800. Motherfucking foe. Get at us.
Don't be surprised, reviewers, if you start seeing that shit on the back of our shirts. Right. And that's real. That's just real spit right there, man. You know what I'm saying? Holler at us. Hey, shoot us a text. Mm-hmm.
Leave
call
a voicemail.
Us, leave us a message. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to answer the phone. Just let you know that. All right? So don't be calling. Right. Like, hey, man, y'all ain't never answer your phone. Right. Hey, look, we ain't Mike Jones, okay? I'm not finna answer the phone. Benny ain't finna answer the phone, but you leave a message with an issue that you got or just want to say what's up to us or tell us that you love us or fuck y'all, y'all suck. Or, you know what I'm saying, you got a question, you want to know something
about sports,
about life.
Yep.
Don't fucking matter. Mm-hmm. Holler at your boys, man. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. North Hollywood, L.A., Phoenix, we're popping.
Yep. Worldwide. We love you.
Brazil.
Brazil.
Hey, we've been getting mad love from Brazil lately, bro.
We need to get this thing translated into Portuguese, damn it. Shit.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the fuck going on out there. We getting mad love in Brazil right now, bro.
Hey, shout out to Brazil, man.
We get a Brazilian follower. We get like literally a monthly, we get like 10, 11,
know, right?
12 Brazilian followers every month.
It's crazy. Yeah, bro, the social media shit's crazy. You never really know who's listening. So from sea to shining sea, we love you all, reviewers, old and new and in between. Yep. Appreciate you rocking with us all the same, man. So again, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, Castbox, Spotify, iHeartRadio, full episodes on YouTube. Subscribe on whatever platforms that you use. Give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. We really appreciate it. And that's it. It's JB and Benny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what you got?
And the NBA, guys and girls that follow the NBA. We ain't forgot about the NBA, guys. We really just don't start covering the NBA until after the All-Star break. Just to be real with you. That's just kind of how it flows because football season just ended. The All-Star break is this weekend.
Yep.
Right?
This
weekend or next week?
I think it's next week because this weekend you get the fucking Grammys and that shit. And then,
Right, okay. So, yeah. So, it's the end of February. All right. So, but it's in Charlotte, North Carolina. Shout out to them. I think the last time they had All-Star weekend in Charlotte was... What was that? It was either the first year I got there in 06 or the year before.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's been a minute.
Yeah. So, you know, that's going on, you know what I'm saying? It was 08, you know what I'm saying?
So we'll cover it. Trust and believe, viewers. We're going to cover it all.
It's coming. So don't trip.
More guests. I promise you.
More guests. Coming. And guys, just so you know out there, reviewers, we are going back to our twice a month schedule, right, man? Mm-hmm. Like, because during the NFL season, we have to do it once every week because we're doing our picks. Yep. Right now, we're going back to our twice a month schedule. That's every other weekend. Yep. You can look for more content, more guests. Yes. Again, NBA, you know what I'm saying? More AAF, Alliance Football League.
All that.
It's coming, man. We got it all worked out. Don't worry about it.
So even though we're going to be on a bi-weekly schedule, it's going to be that quality dope. You know what I mean?
Yeah, real. You know what I'm saying? That blue magic. Yep. You know what I'm saying? They stepped on. You know what I'm saying?
There it is. Viewers, we love you.
Love y'all.
Catch you on the next episode. Appreciate you rocking with us.
Holler. Peace.
Mondays. Just became Mondays. Mondays just got more exciting. Powerball now draws 3 days a week. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. Play now.
Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase player claim.
Mondays. Just became Mondays. Mondays just got more exciting. Powerball now draws 3 days a week. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. Play now.
Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase player claim.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.